7 p.m. Friday. It's 95 degrees.
Nigga, you sound like you're about to spit the hardest freestyle of all time. Nigga, go ahead.
Yeah, for real. That sound like a track intro.
Those are Glorilla lyrics, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, ho.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Kirby, no, Kirby. Glow.
The very next words are, I ain't got no nigga, and no nigga ain't got me. Yeah.
Yeah, Glow.
Oh, yeah. It's 7 p.m. Friday.
95 degrees.
I ain't got no nigga, and a nigga ain't got me.
Yeah, Glow.
I don't have... Like, I used to be able to tell who was going to be here for a long time and who was on borrowed time. I don't have it anymore.
You didn't expect Glorilla?
No. When I saw her and 16 dirty girls in the parking lot yelling about the summer, I figured this was going to be a nice thing for a time.
Really?
Yeah.
Nigga said dirty.
When I heard Tony Montana, I was like, there's no way this guy does this again.
Future?
Yeah. Really? When I heard Tony Montana, I was like, no.
Didn't he have something to do with Racks on Racks on Racks?
When I learned that, I changed.
A lot of people learned that after.
Because I was like, it's not, all y'all shit sound the same.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, he was just responsible for
it. He was the curator of
it. He was the curator.
Yeah.
Well, Tony Montana. When I saw Yachty, I realized that Yachty been here 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I heard him do One Night in Minnesota, I realized, oh shit, Yachty been here for a minute. When I heard I Know You, did you imagine?
You know, Yachty's more like well-known in the game for his pen than anything else. He pens a lot of these people's records.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Act Right.
Yeah, that's his shit.
Literally was a soundtrack.
Yachty,
Drake, he pens
girl.
A lot of Drake's music. A lot of Drake's songs are his songs.
I'm not
Yachty can't give you no swag neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about who you
and first of all, I don't think he's penning like verses. There's no way. I think he's curating vibes.
Songs.
Like, choruses.
Yeah, he strikes me as that kind of person.
He's giving you the cadence.
He's giving you right. I believe he's giving this nigga a track with a beat, a chorus, and some mumbling here or there.
At some point, you're going to have to turn in your old nigga card and accept that this nigga is him. To you, he's not. To our generation, he's not. To me, he is. But that nigga is him, bro.
Nah, can't do it for you, brother.
I've seen fan reaction. I know what fans' reactions look like. That nigga's him. Only niggas that's him can make fans react the way fans
react. That's not true.
Nah, bro.
Go like Minnesota.
You know what I'm talking about.
When I first heard that song, I thought he was not going to make it. I hate that song. But I've heard too much to understand that this guy's, he's going to be here.
When I learned he was behind the City Girls songs, I was like, bro, dude is different. Because one would have never really like expected for him to be behind such a, what I would consider like a female driven song. So when I found out he was penning those type of hits, I was like, yeah, bro.
He really just doing whatever.
Because there's niggas out there that do that. It's very prominent in like R&B. R&B niggas are writing a lot of the female R&B songs. That's why they sound the way they do.
But I feel like it's harder to write an R&B song than it is for like a City Girl song.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's just child's play.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy.
I could write a City Girl. Yeah, a City Girl.
Writing about love is writing about love, but like having to write about this pussy must be interesting as a man. You know what I mean? Like you know, Babyface wrote love songs for Tony, but love is love. You change a few pronouns.
You
love
pussy. You love pussy. You could write about it.
But you understand? But like, come sit on this pussy, nigga. All that other bullshit.
You don't own a pussy, bro. How you feel like that?
Well, I mean, because you make the pussy. You do that. You make it so you would.
But also, when we think about all the filth that Little Kim was saying, that was Christopher.
That was Christopher, yeah. Christopher
that
Wallace.
That was Christopher.
That was not her. It's not her. It's so been all, happening for generations,
all that
bro.
Spit on the dick shit, it was Christopher.
That's also that the same nigga say he suck your daddy's dick, though, so we have to really keep, like,
you know what?
Well, one eye you know on what? The cross.
You know what?
Small.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
God bless the dad.
He rolled with Diddy, so we don't know what was going on. It's some nefarious activities was going on over there.
As my mans would say, thoughts and prayers.
Nefarious B.I.G.
The nefarious B.I.G.
Wow. Episode title.
The nefarious B.I.G.
Nefarious B.I.G. We can't do that.
Them niggas D.I.G. Yo, big ass, man. That's insane, bro. That is crazy, man.
We can't do that. Hey. Nefarious B.I.G.
Yeah, we can. We should.
I feel like that's the
it
title.
It is disgusting. He's disgusting.
Oh, why? Need to know.
Where we stand.
Now, do you see how, like, Well, you know, y'all know I be on YouTube a lot, but I listen to a lot of music on YouTube. Like, watch a lot of, like, I listen to music slowed on reverbed on YouTube. So,
like, chopped and screwed?
Not really chopped and screwed, but just slowed and reverbed, just slower. Not really chopped and screwed. Because it doesn't chop, it doesn't, like, repeat like that.
You sure you from Broward?
Hey, man.
You're supposed to be a fast music 950.
Nah. I like my shit slow, bro. I'm old, man. I need my shit slow. But what I will say is that there's some Drake songs that'll pop up, and the comments are insane. So there's a song that he called, I forgot what it's called. She's moving us days in this, and she's begging forgiveness. Her daddy's not TSU. Around. That song.
That's TSU. Yeah.
Mommy is
the
not
comments
around.
Are crazy. They're like, yo, I bet you were happy mommy and daddy was not around. They're like, the comment, like, it's like, is he ever going to escape this shit, bro?
You know what gem I stumbled upon recently?
Plus, Daddy Keep the Family
song
Away.
The song he got with Dream, Shut It Down.
I don't know that song.
Shut it down, down,
yeah.
Down. You be the baddest girl around, round, round.
I've heard it.
They know it. They know it. Mm. You a shoddy.
Oh, so this was like on his earlier album.
Yeah, this was like, Take Care.
Before Take Care.
The one that had Let Me Know.
Yes.
That one. Okay. Yeah, I heard that song.
Somebody got lighter?
Yeah. So what were you saying about that song?
It's just fucking beautiful music.
Oh, you were discovering it.
Well, okay. Yeah, because I was really going back to see.
Oh.
What happened?
No,
I pull out a lighter?
Seen. Yeah. I respect that. They killing that nigga in the comments.
What can I do to make you stay? All right. It's enough for you guys. You guys want to get started? Everybody ready?
Good enough entry point?
Yeah.
Pause. All right.
What are we talking
about?
Pause.
Man, shut up.
Hey, guys, I just asked for a little bit of maturity. It's all just a little bit of maturity.
I'm just trying to figure out what we're doing.
Oh, shit.
What can I do?
Better niggas.
Rest in peace, Pops, man.
Rest ladies in peace. And gents.
John with a spoon.
The most exciting part is letting Ben randomize picking the beats.
Yeah.
It makes it more fun this way.
Still niggas.
We some niggas with opinions. We some niggas with opinions.
I swear y'all.
We some niggas with opinions. We some niggas. With opinions,
I swear,
nigga with opinions, nigga with opinions, nigga with opinions, nigga with opinions, nigga,
I swear,
nigga with opinions, nigga with opinions, nigga with opinions, nigga with opinions, nigga,
I swear,
you need opinions, you should get them from these niggas, you need opinions, you should get them from these niggas,
I swear,
you need opinions, you should get them from these niggas,
I swear,
you need opinions, you should get them from these niggas. Me, Chris, Ricky, and Ben kicking rhymes now and then. I done decide it's gonna be a good day. Opposite for me, it's the real nigga Dre. Celebrate, he getting married. Niggas next to me, they definitely getting carried by me. Fuck you guys. Big diss track. You already know. It's from Chris, and you know how we do it like this. But guess what? It's fuck Ricky too. Here's my finger. I'ma give niggas a visual. Ooh,
what?
It's fuck Ben.
Yes.
I know you thought that the nigga was my friend, but fuck him. I'm not gonna duck him. I wish I was a B. I would have stuck him. Bringing the ruckus. Bringing the ruckus. Touch it, fuck us. Okay, we about to wrap up. My niggas strap up. Ain't no lies, no cap up. Don't shake me, don't dap up, bitch. Watch me go and wrap up. Take a bitch and run circles and lap up. Sit on the toilet and bring old crap up. I don't like my slapper. I'm playing. I'm really a capper. Yeah. All right. Now I'm done.
Oh man.
Hey,
that's
dog.
Stupid. That's a good one, bro.
This thing is crazy.
Nuts, man.
Dog, what's wrong with you, man?
The ridiculousness lets you know that it's really coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I do my best not to prepare. You hear it when I hear it.
We hear the beats in real time. We don't know what we're getting. Fuck us.
I had a bar, I just couldn't get it together in time. Everything was moving too fast.
But it's the wherewithal to say.
That's when you gotta tell Ben to stop the beat and punch you back in. Punch me in.
Because look, the nigga was freestyling, bro. He could have said anything.
He fast forward to get to the rhymed word. Yeah. He wanted to get.
He said, fuck off.
I'll try to say something along the lines of. Tell her stay away, she can't fuck us. But it was just, you know, it was too late. That's what came out.
It's funny, man.
That's amazing, dog.
Funny.
This has ladies been so gents. Many years, you still good at this.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggettes. Long titty ladies and big back bays.
Funny.
This is the NWO podcast. And I'm 1/4 of your host, Bennessy. Take a shot of me. And I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus. Ricky the Prince.
Wagwan.
And the Vegan Trap Lord.
Gang.
What's good?
Chilling, man.
Boy, I'm fucked up.
Yeah, we got here 2 hours ago. I've been hitting the ground running. We got here.
I'm fucked up.
We're not going to make it through this episode.
No.
I'm fucked up.
It's going to be one of them old school NW episodes at Amos Crib.
I'm going to give you the best that I got for as long as I can.
Giving you the best that I got.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you didn't mention long titty ladies earlier. It is fascinating.
Underappreciated.
How the older I get,
the longer their titties get?
I don't know if.
Your tits hang low. Do they wobble to them?
Can you time like, and
swing low.
I'm not gonna lie to you,
sweet
those
chariot.
Breast reduction titties look
sweet,
terrible.
Sweet chariot.
Oh. Oh, I hate them.
Those breast reduction titties are the worst titties in the world.
Oh, no, I hate them.
That's how you know it's unnatural.
They're
ungodly. They're ungodly.
God,
y'all
God
saw
bless
the woman who's going
women
viral
that
right
made,
now because she posted
leap.
Her before and after.
I didn't see that.
She had like them.
She had
bang.
Them.
She had them. She had them. She had
boy,
them
you read
swangles.
My mind.
Yeah.
And
you
she read
got
my
rid
mind.
Of virtually all of them.
Oh, Jesus.
Like she's probably like an A cup right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Why do you think you know better than God?
Yeah. Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Why would you like? Oh, come on!
Are you better than the Lord?
Come on,
bro!
You're better than the Almighty Creator.
Honestly, that's why I feel like I don't know why y'all expect women to listen to y'all. They don't even listen to God.
Yeah,
does the good book say He will never give you more than you can handle? No, you can handle it.
Expecting a woman to listen to you is insanity. They won't listen to God.
You know what?
He gave you those big ass titties, and you take it upon yourself to remove them, bro. Like,
they won't listen to God.
You know, it's
I'm
a joke.
Going in there as a
but
title.
That's really funny to me.
They refuse to listen.
That's
to God.
Really funny
because they really don't.
They don't, bro. They won't. They're gonna justify their actions.
The man said, "Don't fuck with the tree," but I know better. Okay, the rules don't apply to me
since day one.
Since day one, bro. Women suffer in childbirth because of women. It's y'all fault. Y'all did that.
Who got us? Who earned us? Who earned us the boot out of the Garden of Eden?
Fucking Eve.
It wasn't us. We followed the instructions. And still to this day, they hate instructions.
No, but bro,
Adam was pussy, though. He shouldn't have listened.
Coward!
To him. He's a fucking pussy.
He's a coward.
Adam
what was he
is
supposed to do?
Wait for what? God to make him another one.
God told him, God gave him the directions as well. He listened to his bitch wife.
No,
not as well.
Stop right there. Stop
you,
right there. No.
He
you're going
only
too far.
Was the one. He was the only
you're going
one.
Too
yeah.
far.
You, yeah. There was no as
he
well.
Was
yeah.
supposed
he was
to wait.
God gave him the directions.
No, Rick. He was supposed to wait for God to make him an. So you telling me, right? You come to life. It's one of these beautiful beings. The most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
Allegedly.
It's the only thing he's ever seen.
Allegedly. But that's what I'm saying. Imagine if it's the only thing you've ever seen, how much you appreciate it, right? You telling me that you are willing to take the chance that God does that for you again.
Okay.
As opposed to following it out of the Garden of Eden and making sure that it never leaves
Let
your
see,
side
see,
ever in life.
In a few days' time, right, this nigga made the world, made all the things.
7 days.
He made the animals. He said, hey,
keep cooking.
Hey, take a few days.
Keep cooking.
Give all these things names. Because mm-hmm. all these things are belong to you. One day I go, you know what? I'm bored. Ain't no hoes here. It's a dick fest. The guy go, you know what? I'll be right back. This is the nigga who won't give me more?
No.
This is the guy you're talking about? This generous, I'll make you anything guy?
But hear what I'm saying.
Of course he'd make you another one.
He gave you one, and he realized, like, well, I gave you one, but it's not working.
This is defective, God. It don't listen.
But I need another what I'm one, saying. Father God. You expect the woman a nigga that me, knows God, better than
won't
you.
Won't listen to me or you, Father God. I need another.
But you expect him to make another one of that.
Yes. He made everything else.
He made everything else. And he made
Suppose it wasn't another one of that. Suppose he made you a sheep or some shit.
You know where he got her from?
His ribs.
Why would he give me 6 ribs if he wasn't prepared to make more of them? Yeah.
Because what if he gave you a sheep is what I'm saying. What if he decided that a woman was good?
You see why it's so difficult? You see why it's so hard?
You were cooking until you went there. I was with your line of questioning until you started bringing fucking animals in there.
Because what I'm trying to show you is how do you know that he was going to create the same thing for you again after it just went awry?
If he gives you a sheep to smash, then that's what you're supposed to be smashing, Chris.
That's crazy.
It wouldn't
have
been.
So then you have limits to your obedience for the Lord? That's your line? Sheep?
All I want to know is crazy. There's one of Adam. There's one of Eve. I'm clearly giving you the directions from your creator. You went and looked and talked to a fucking iguana with no legs.
Because now I'm thinking, right, like,
iguana and fuck the whole world up.
What if he went back and asked for a new model? We probably could have had women with 4 titties. He wasn't thinking.
What if
God would have given him an upgrade?
He went into business for himself. That's what he did.
But see, the problem was he acted like it was the only one he was ever going to get and just blindly followed.
This is why women weren't allowed to work and vote back in the days, because they always go back to Eve because she fucked it up for them. That's why the niggas didn't let them talk. Niggas didn't let them do shit.
But also, in his defense, right, this might, like, it, pussy was very new to Adam.
One taste is all it takes. I'm sorry. I'm not a genius here, but
thank you. That's
I knew it was new.
All I'm asking is for some reason
piece,
here.
I knew after my first piece, I'm going to enjoy this. I want to enjoy this for the rest of my life. I don't ever want to stop having whatever this
but
is.
But here, all I'm saying is she made one mistake, and you got to give her up. You just going to give her up?
I'm not giving up pussy. I'm giving up on her because she gave up on humanity.
But you don't
she
know
gave up
that
on humanity.
You she don't know
her
that.
To hell.
Yes,
that's how
they're burning
it is.
In hell. It's so bad.
He followed her to hell.
Then their kids started killing each other. She fucked everything up, bro.
Oh my goodness! You listen to a fucking serpent.
like, come on, I'm giving you the ingredients from the Lord. This serpent talked to you for 5 minutes.
That's all it takes.
Go eat that mango over there. No, you dumb bitch. We told you can have everything you want except the mangoes over there. This dumb bitch took her ass to 163rd, all right? She crossed the street, went over there, ate the mango. Now look at us. Now fucking look at us.
In the ghetto.
I hate her.
That's in the fucking ghetto. You think the forbidden fruit is a mango-like fruit?
He's just a fucking Haitian.
Yeah, I mean, that's when I think of fruit, I think of mango. I don't think of apples. I don't think of orange. Yeah. I think of mango. That's a fruit. That's the only fruit that I know. All that other shit you niggas eat.
All right, gentlemen, how we doing? How we feeling?
Good.
Feeling good, man.
Yeah? I feel great.
Feel drunk.
I feel niggas so are animals, good man. Right now.
For those of y'all like that are watching, like actually visually.
Oh, we got a camera.
I got a orthopedic boot on my foot. Fuck you, Reggie. I told you no 3 times. Not once, not twice, but 3 motherfucking times. I did not want to play. Look what happened to me.
You played.
Look what happened. Look what happened.
So Reggie's Eve.
He's the serpent.
So Reggie's the serpent. He's the serpent. You know, that sounds about right. That nigga is a fucking slimy snake.
3 times.
Now that I think about it.
And ask me if that nigga's called to check up on me.
No. So that makes you Adam, nigga.
That asshole.
That makes you Adam. You're an asshole, too.
How? I got hurt.
Wait, oh, no, actually.
How old is Reggie?
33 now.
Why are we doing a fucking field day? You need to grow up. You need to grow up. A field day? Come on, bro. Go hire a horse like an adult. A field day. Come on, brother. That's ridiculous.
Go enjoy the spoils of life.
You can't tear your AC up dealing with horse. That's right. Okay?
Look at what you did to me.
Got that dot bend.
Look at what you did.
Got that dot bend.
This nigga's been in the boot for weeks now.
Nigga said.
I wish I could show y'all the boot.
This nigga needs a new foot, man.
I watched him get out the car. He turned out of the car. He locked on the boot.
You want to know how ridiculous I realized this fucking boot was?
Installation system.
You want to know how I realized how ridiculous this boot is? We came up to the shop to like set up everything. And when I got back home, it's like maybe 2:30 in the morning. Everything's quiet in the fucking parking lot. You could hear my Velcro straps from 2 miles away, dog. So I'm like, fuck. Anybody could come and rob me right now.
Ben's home.
Bro, it's so funny, dog. We went to a club for my birthday. And to get to the section, you had to go up the stairs. This is before the boot. We had to help this nigga, man.
God you got the boot.
Nigga, I'm like, bro, this guy's fucked up, man. What did they do to this nigga out there, bro?
I don't know if you saw me, but for this nigga's birthday's celebration, I forgot what lounge we went to.
My birthday?
No, Reggie's.
Oh, Reggie's birthday. Reggie's.
I had to sit down on the stage to get up on the stage because I couldn't find steps.
That's crazy.
And I re-injured myself getting on the stage. That's an ADA violation, honestly. And you never recognize that shit until you're fucked up.
Yeah.
You don't realize.
I always find that so interesting. Like on them days where like your arms are sore, you can't lift them, or I hurt my back. I never think about how valuable my back is until I can't fucking use it.
Yeah, break a finger, then you realize how important all 10 fingers are.
Do you not understand how much of a workout it is? Sorry, Chris. How much of a workout it is to wipe my ass now? I didn't know how much.
I was waiting for he said sorry to Chris until he said it.
How engaging it is.
You use your foot to kind of...
Yeah. Right.
To perch you.
And that's the foot that's fucked up.
And if you can't use that foot to perch you, you have to wipe... Because think about it.
I forgot you guys sit down and wipe your ass.
Yeah, you got to remember who you're talking to.
When you said that the first time, I thought you were just trolling because it was funny.
No.
This let me know you were dead ass serious.
No, I'm serious. I sit down and wipe my ass. I don't know why that's...
He's still doing it. He stands up to wipe his ass. Can you pass me that, please?
So you poop. You let your cheeks smush and rub together, and then you put dry toilet paper between your cheeks.
I put the dude wipes, and then I wipe with a.
I always wonder who was the jackass in Target keeping dude wipes in business. It's you.
Yes,
it's you.
I get a dude wipes. Dude
wipe. Why you buy dude wipes?
Because it says dude wipes on.
Buy some fucking baby wipes. That's it says what you dude need. Wipes.
I see you baby, need baby wipes, and I say, okay, I'm not a baby, I'm a dude. It's so easy math for me.
I see baby wipes, like I fresh see dude powder.
Wipes. Let me get three of those dude wipes.
I'm not gonna let you die on this hill alone, bro. I have them.
Yeah,
I have dude wipes.
Niggas is using use baby wipes.
I just baby wipes smell so nice.
I'm not a baby. For real.
Your butt can't smell like vanilla and lilies.
Let Drake have that. I use the dude wipes, bro. Let Army have all of those.
But no, I come out of the fucking bathroom sweating now, bro.
Trying to, because you do so much. So when you take a shower, you have to.
Oh my God, because either way, you're using a foot to pivot you. One in the back and one in the front, so you can't even switch foots.
It's a fucking disaster, man. I don't look forward to shitting now.
You would never think that you use your legs to shit until you have to really. Go ahead. Keep talking. Until you got to really put it in practice. I feel bad for that.
That's nuts.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It wasn't until my back was hurt that I realized how much your core is essential to missionary.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What do you think you're essential. Using?
Essential. I thought it was arms. You know what I mean?
Because you're holding yourself
up.
You're
holding yourself.
But that's not even the important part.
Yep.
It literally, once you lock your elbows, it's not even strength. It's literally just your joints doing the work.
It's waist movement and
it's
core.
It's waist and core.
Yeah.
Once your back is fucked up,
fellas,
your range of motion is limited.
You're done.
Get you.
And then the power.
Remember, without your back, you can't engage your core.
Practice done, your bro. Hip openers.
Your back is so important. That's why posture is everything.
Do your sit-ups.
Yeah, right. Right.
Let me get myself together here.
Gotta go see fucking Miami Spine.
Click, clack.
Go see Doc. when you get a chance.
In all seriousness, I do want to take this time to have a moment of silence for a little tiny piece of Donald Trump's ear. All right.
Who shot you?
Guys, they tried to assassinate your very next president.
The next president, yeah.
I don't want to hear any. I don't want to hear what anybody thinks but Chris. Okay? The only person who I want to hear what they think is Chris. What do you make of what's happening here?
Many men. Many, 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 many men. Wish death upon me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on my soul.
Somewhere my heart turned cold.
That lets me know that I'm here for a real reason.
Because he got hit. I got hit.
But he ain't fucking breathing.
What?
What does any of that mean?
It's nigger talk for I got shot too. That's all it is. It's nigger jargon. Before I got
you aren't going to tell me that it's fake, that it's make believe.
To me, it's make believe.
The aliens did it.
To me, it's WWF. 100 shots.
WWF.
Tell me how you pussy niggas miss 100 shots.
Chris, you keep rapping.
Yeah.
I need to know what's going. What do you think? I need to know what you think. You keep rapping lyrics.
Okay, so you're like 50. And you like fucking
Dolph,
the young Dolph.
All right, help me understand what you.
So now, what do you think about him? Your president getting shot.
On the real, like for real. I'm glad he's okay. Thank goodness the race war didn't start yesterday.
It's bubbling though.
Oh yeah, what if you have the race war on the stove right now? Please keep an eye on it. It is almost burnt. It's been bubbling for a while.
What race was the shooter?
I believe Caucasoid.
So, I was about to say, there's rumors that he was in a white guy. We can't say from which descent, but he's white. Or Chinese. Now, if it's Chinese, you know, it's going to be a big problem.
I heard he was a Saltine.
Maybe not a big problem, but it's going to be a problem.
I heard he was a Ritz.
Nah, I heard that too. But you know, right now we still waiting for the details.
Yeah.
Right. But as I say, man, I'm glad he's okay. It's gonna add a lot of fuel to his fire. I don't see him slowing down at this point in the campaign run. And the fact that they started the campaign so early, to me, it feels like a very high level injection into his run for the rest of the year. Like, he's going to use this and fuel the summer. Come fall and winter, he's going to have other angles to talk about. But I think as far as the summer goes, he's pretty much got the summer on lock. I don't, unless Joe Biden survives the aneurysm, I don't really see him being able to top an assassination attempt.
What I feel like is responsible to say is that, okay, all the jokes on the timeline and everything, you know, it's fun, hee hee ha ha. But are you niggas actually ready for what is on the other side if they actually accomplish the goal of offing Trump? Are you guys actually ready for that? Because I'm thinking if that were to happen, shit would get ugly really, really quick.
How old really is quick. Trump?
He's got to be in his late
70s. Describe ugly.
I'm thinking that they retaliate because especially it might even be worse that he survived it now, because if it happens again and God forbid he actually is taken out, remember what he did on the stage? He was pumping, fist pumped.
He put the
and
fist
the words
up.
That he said were fight, fight. If it actually goes down like that, bro, it's going to get ugly in terms of like the relations between the left and the right. Democrat and Republican, white, black, white, Asian, white, Latino, is all going to get ugly.
I don't know. He put the fist up. I think Joe Biden would have probably put the little salute in the air. Like, it would have looked weird if it happened to Joe Biden. I'm telling you that.
Like a Nazi thing?
What would that mean?
Nah, I'm not accusing nobody. I'm just saying it would look weird.
What would the salute
I know when
mean,
it happened to Joe, when it happened to Trump, he put the fist up. Like, yeah, we still here, we still standing. I'm still strong.
Do you think it would get ugly?
I mean, I don't know how it can get ugly. Like, a white man shot him.
Yeah.
That's white and white crime.
Yeah.
Like, how could they start a race war from getting shot by a white guy?
Because we're always the target.
It's not fair, white guys.
Yeah.
That's not cool, brothers.
We've been saying that for 500 years.
That's exactly what we've been saying for 500 years.
What is fair to them?
Leave us alone, man.
It's not fair, guys.
Why are we paying for y'all shit? We don't want this shit, man. We don't give a fuck about y'all niggas.
Yeah, let me tell you something, bro. When I saw that nigga get shot, I hate that I can't tell whether or not it's real. Like, I heard that there were other people who were shot. Somebody else died. I don't know if we should believe it. Because everything with this nigga is just lies and bullshit.
Right.
And it's like, the fact that this is literally a Scandal episode. This literally happened in Scandal.
Yep.
And it's like, it's ridiculous.
In the Scandal, did they set it up?
Yeah.
As a fake assassination?
Yeah. The son got shot. They garnered sympathy.
Yeah.
That's the sweat.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you've been watching Scandal, you watch these shows, like, that shit to me looked like an episode of WWF. I was waiting for Vince McMahon to pop out, and I was waiting for JR to say, by God, and the glass shatters, and Stone Cold runs out.
I don't
It's Austin. It's Austin.
Stone Cold.
A 10-4 motherfucker, but come on, bro. You hit his ear?
Come on.
But that's what I'm saying, come on.
That ear, brother?
Come on. Imagine
come on.
If you are the guy assigned to do that.
It's public theater, man.
Do you believe the guy that is assigned to do that is so accurate at his job that he could hit his ear from that distance? Or do you believe that mistakenly in trying to take out the president, he nicked him?
I feel like this motherfucker is so good and so amazing that shooting the man's ear had to have been what they wanted to do all along.
And that,
because in my mind, if you can hit an ear, you can hit a forehead. That's nonsense.
To me, that's what makes sense.
That's nonsense to me. And it's like, if this...
I don't know enough, but to me, I don't think he got shot at all.
Like, bro, they show angles. These motherfuckers had snipers on the roof.
Yeah. Bro,
I don't know if you niggas ever tried to go to a rally or anything like that.
Yes.
The security protocol is in
fucking... It's insane.
It's insane. They damn near got a strip search.
Come on, brother.
See you naked. I know that for sure.
Either way, like
that shit is fucking fake.
Whether or not I believe it's fake, I appreciate the writing. Like, It's awesome writing. I'm very entertained.
This just solidified to me that this guy's gonna win the election.
And I'm locked in. Like, I love the story. You know what I mean? I appreciate.
He's gonna win the election.
The effort. You know what I mean?
But you think he's gonna win the election?
He's going to win. He's just galvanized a fan base that is hungry. Even for the people that were on the fence, now they see this guy's an underdog. They want to count this guy. They're trying to take this guy out. So what is it that he's saying and knowing that they're going to this length to take him out in front of the entire world? This doesn't happen in America. So I'm telling you, dog, this shit is going to – he's going to – and when he wins, it's going to be by a landslide.
Everything
it's not going
to
be close.
You said needs to be taken into consideration because – these things don't happen in America.
These things don't happen in America. When's the last time someone has tried to take a president or a former president's life in America? Since we've been alive, it's never happened. JFK is what, the last attempt?
And when
Reagan had an attempt.
He
had an attempt. So that's still before us.
Yeah. When they
Reagan
tried,
was in 84.
How often have they failed? If you going to keep bringing up Reagan every time I say that, nigga, you won for five.
I mean, but also, like... Think about how security has changed. Like
I saw
this thing on TikTok. Now I can't stop seeing it. All the Secret Service guys are carrying a briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you see it. Yeah. So the hand carrying the briefcase is a completely fake.
It's not
arm.
Even real.
Their real arm
hand is on the gun.
It's in their suit, holding the gun,
holding the M16, ready to take niggas out.
That's incredible to me.
No, of course.
There's face scans. Like, they got shit set up miles and miles away from where the actual rally is.
It was like, this sniper being some ways away, I guess, right? But I don't know. seems a little crazy.
Unless the sniper is Mark Wahlberg, nigga. The answer is no.
Even then. Even then, bro.
I don't get the Marky Mark reference. Was he in a war movie or something?
Bourne Identity.
I never saw the Bourne franchise. No. I recently just watched the Keanu shit. With the dog.
What's it called? John Wick.
John Wick.
You know, it's, man, I
watched Equalizer.
I feel sorry for Bruce incredible. Willis. I feel sorry for Bruce Willis.
You feel sorry for who?
Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah, he's going through it right now. Like, he's,
what's wrong with Bruce Willis?
He's fading away.
He's he's literally dying. I can't forget. I forget the name of the thing that he has.
He has, like, Alzheimer's.
But it's a worse. Yeah, but something else where his health is, like, we couldn't Google it.
Bruh is only, like, he knows phrases and shit. Like, it's really bad. He's,
he was with Demi Moore. Yeah,
Demi Moore, yeah.
And had the whole triangle with Ashton.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. You see, I know my white people.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
I just
like a true coon.
Whenever I think action movies and shit like that, I think of like niggas like Bruce Willis, Keanu Reeves.
That nigga look like
he has front temporal dementia, aka FTD, and he has aphasia.
Aphasia.
Niggas say that dementia is disgusting.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Like I always say to people, like I'd rather have a physical ailment than a cognitive ailment when I'm older. Yep. That cognitive shit is like, there's a lot of dementia patients or people who have cognitive issues
that you really
later
don't
in life, but they have all their physical abilities, but it means nothing.
But you don't know.
It means nothing.
You don't know. It's a problem for you. I mean, it's not a problem for you because you're unaware.
It's a problem for them because if I can't remember who you were yesterday and you're trying to help me.
It's not a problem for me.
Every day I'm living my life with complete strangers. I'm waking up every day and it's a totally new day. I don't know who you are. I don't know where I am. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know who I am.
For the day, the next day, not your problem.
No,
it's
for
the
me.
People who have to take care
but
of you.
That's what I'm saying. No, it's the patient's problem as well. That's a frustrating thing to wake up every day. That's why they're very combative, very aggressive, and that try to put their hands on you. Like,
So is that like mine goes back to a time, like a specific?
Some
time?
It depends what you have. So some dementia patients will go back to like a lot of them were that had Alzheimer's. They went back to when they were 16 or 17. So in our memory care unit, we used to play a lot of Elvis music. Because they come from that generation. They remember that time. So they can tell you who my first boyfriend was, my first girlfriend, my first kiss, my best friends growing up, what street I were at. After 17, they don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Word.
That never happened to me. You're lying to me. And now they're going to get frustrated. And now they want to put their hands on you because you're lying to them because they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So you have these big 6'3", 250-pound country white men who have all the health in the world but don't remember anything past 18. And you're telling them that they have dementia and that, no, you're in a nursing home. They're like, yo, why the fuck am I in here?
Your daughter who the fuck are you? Black man, and he put you in here.
And then their daughter comes and like, who's this bitch? Like, who is she?
Why does this whore have my face?
So so then you go back to the regular units where people just have knee replacements, bad hips, but remember everything. Like, nigga, give me that over that. Like, nigga, if I could get around in a wheelchair, but I can still remember my kids, I can remember everything, I can still hold a conversation with you, I know where I am, today's Wednesday. Right.
I got you. Like, you got dementia and your dick work, or you're in a wheelchair and your dick don't work.
Who's fucking a dementia patient, family?
Yeah. Like, I don't even remember how to use my
dick. You don't know? I don't know. Nobody knows.
I'm going to be honest with you. If my hips, my legs, my arms, nothing works, I don't give a fuck about my dick right now. I got bigger problems. I got bigger fish to fry.
Just your legs and your hips don't work probably. Everything from your hips down.
So all I can get is a blowjob. I can't fuck her.
You can't feel it.
Yeah, man, come on. So it doesn't mean anything.
Nah, what are we doing? What is that? So you see how me and Ben were in it?
So if I can't feel it, then what the fuck are we doing? Why does it matter? Like my dick works. It's for practice. Like
I'm looking like. You see, that's what I mean. That's like those lesbians with those humiliations kink. Like making somebody suck something you can't feel.
Come on.
You're a sicko.
You're a sick person.
Why would you make them do that? No, even, what's it for?
Or even like watching lesbians fuck with a strap on and Not the girl who's getting it. The one that's giving. Why are you moaning? You feel nothing.
No.
You don't feel anything.
I understand moaning. It's good for the ambiance.
It's good for the ambiance. But
it's good for the vibe.
It's still like, come on.
Bro. And apparently, some of them have vibrating on the other sides.
Yeah. No. They get that shit in. They get
apparently, the belt vibrates.
You're not a part of the circle.
No, bro. I met a dyke who started explaining things, and I see why women turn gay. Mm. They do shit that we're never going to be willing to do or can do. They understand the clitoris.
I find the term turn gay.
He said that shit so like it was a real
turn gay. You know it's a fad. It's a fucking fad. Come on. You're not born with that fucking bullshit.
Like turnkey.
Like using gay like a light switch. Yeah, go on. You know what? I think I'll be gay today.
Remember that phase right after high school, everybody, all the girls turned gay. Now they're all fucking married with men and kids. Like, come on. Stop it.
Drake. You see what I mean?
There were a lot of them.
Come on.
I've negotiated
all the bad bitches turning gay out of nowhere.
A few threesomes in my day, bitches get gay till it's time to eat pussy.
Come on,
then you see who's real.
Yeah, oh. Then you see who's real.
Okay,
when you try to make her eat some pussy, it gets real.
Okay,
well, it depends. I thought
that was your girlfriend.
Go there. I take some hair, but I'm not gonna eat nothing. You let her know I'm not gonna eat shit. That's all.
Oh yeah, bitch, you ain't gay.
I thought it was gay.
I thought you was gay.
I thought you got bi in your bio.
I thought you was gay.
Huh? This buy in your bio.
Your bio. Yeah, let's be honest in your bio. Hashtag let's be honest.
Let's buy honest.
Let's just be honest. You know what I mean? Buy in your bio.
Yo, listen.
But we don't want to eat no pussy. Come on, baby.
This conversation always makes me remember. This makes me think back to the video clip that I saw like maybe 6 years ago of this one butch. Who was walking around? Literally, she was at a house party, and she had the strap on just on underneath her clothes.
Ridiculous.
And she got into an argument with somebody, and she was like, "How much dick you want?" She dropped her pants, and it was a Caucasian rubber penis.
It was a black woman with a
it was a
Caucasian
black woman.
Dick.
It was
white
a black
supremacy
woman.
Is fucking us up.
Does that matter? I mean, I guess it doesn't matter.
No.
But, some of them be orange and pink.
No, but the thing is, like for me, it's like. I'm afraid to say it, but like, is it mental illness or not?
Yes.
No. I mean, don't get me wrong, right? We all should be able to wield the kind of confidence that a big dick gives you. I understand.
Right. Like,
I understand I understand wanting to walk around with that confidence. I understand as a gay woman looking afar and seeing you want to be able to wield that power. I understand. However, pulling your pants down mid-argument to reveal your piece of molded rubber is insane.
I think that's something big dick people do. That part is the sick part.
That's not big dick energy.
Yeah, that's the sick part.
And that's the thing.
That's not big dick energy.
That's predator energy.
Big dick energy is.
And that's not what it is.
And it's like, that's just.
That's predator energy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's weirdo shit.
Heavy predator.
Imagine if I put my dick out mid argument.
Keep the family.
There's never a scenario where I can literally do that.
I'm going to jail.
Asking the other party how much dick you want. And then you pull down your pants and whip your dick out.
There's never a scenario where I can literally pull my pants down and pull my dick out to win an argument.
You'll be all over WhatsApp. I know that.
And then also, if we about
you'll
to fight.
You'll be all over Neighborhood Watch.
If we about to fight and then you pull your pants down and you hard as fuck, I don't want to fight no more. I'm concerned.
Yeah,
Why you got a raging boner while we arguing, brother?
I'll be honest with you.
Why
pulled his meat out in a mid argument with me, I'm telling you guys, I'm running a 4 flat away. I'm out of here.
You win, brother.
I'll run so fast.
I don't know where you're from, but
I don't know what's about to happen next. But I don't want to engage into any fisticuffs, any fucks, nothing with you. I'm going the opposite direction.
No fist-a-fucks.
No fist-a-fucks. There's going to be no fist-a-fucks.
That's another one. That's another
one. We can't put fist-a-fucks.
You think this is still 2019, huh? You think this is still pre-pandemic? Come on, man.
All right.
Fist-a-fucks.
Being on break during the argument is crazy.
With another man?
That's crazy.
That's insane. Maybe you were born gay. Maybe it's true.
Soft pivot. Hey, no, but I'm definitely involved.
Soft pivot.
I believe that niggas are born gay, brother.
I'm not opposed to it. I can see it.
At this point, I think so.
I can see it.
I don't know why you would choose that.
Yeah. Well, why would you choose to suck a dick then fuck pussy?
No. And then.
Oh, my bad.
The struggle.
Oh, yeah. The struggle's crazy. Hey, no. They get preferred achievement now, today. I'm talking about in the 90s, man.
No, bro.
Nah, they still
not the black ones.
Preferential Trooper.
Oh shit, I was.
Dumb people it's still don't animal. Get the treatment.
No, bro.
Ben, mark that. I almost did it.
Gay is hard. Pause.
No, it is. Hard.
Wow,
it's very hard. Wow. It's very hard.
It's very difficult.
It's very hard. Being gay is hard.
What was I gonna say?
That's what there, the title. There was gay one
dude. Why you think about it? There was one dude I saw online that said one day he took like the biggest shit of his entire life
after getting fucked.
And, no. Oh. And he thought to
what
himself,
"What the fuck is your
crazy,
problem?"
Bro.
No, I didn't. We're talking about gays. You talking about
let me land.
Wait,
brother.
Just wait.
Let me land.
Like, if you're gonna jump in and guess, that's a crazy way to start.
Let me land.
I'm sorry, man.
Whoa!
I thought we were going all in on the gay shit.
That's crazy. Why would we do that?
We're talking about shit. We're talking about gays.
We're a family podcast.
I thought we were going all in on the gay shit.
This is a family podcast.
Okay. I thought we were keeping it gay. I don't know.
You take one leazy. Take a leazy, brother.
So this guy's gay, though?
No. Stop guessing.
There's a shortage on leazy.
We're not talking about gay anymore. Right.
No, it's... Hold on. Wait. 1 second. He took a massive shit, and he thought to himself, he had an epiphany and said, okay, these gay niggas are a lot stronger than we think because I thought that I was going to die in the bathroom. That's what he said.
All right, guys, I have a moment. That's of what he said. I want to have a moment of honesty with
I
you guys.
I'd love to move on.
I want to get personal with you guys.
No.
That's the video. That's the video.
I would love to move forward.
No, the doctor put his finger in my ass the other day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We have to talk about that, yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. We have to talk about
it. He put a finger in my ass, and it was not pleasant.
It was a guy?
It was a man. He had to have a nurse in there as a witness, which was a woman. I said, can she do it? He said, no, she's not the physician.
Bitch, go to school.
Fuck. And so I have to do it earlier than most men because my dad had he had colon cancer. So they had to check my colon the other day. And guys, I'm telling you, holy shit.
Did it knock you out?
No. Nope. They put nothing on me. No knocking me out. The man told me to, he put me on my side, right? He put me on my side. But had
you
me lift my leg
out
up.
For a colonoscopy. That he didn't just, you nigga?
He didn't just stick his finger in there, bro. They don't just stick their finger in there. They just.
Wait. See. That wasn't a colonoscopy.
No.
That's a
checkup.
A checkup.
I thought that's the same thing.
The colonoscopy, no. They put you to sleep. The colonoscopy,
that's an actual procedure.
They put a camera
in
there.
Yeah, that's a procedure. They put you to sleep for that.
They put you to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, they definitely got to put you to sleep for that.
No, I'm thinking, if this thing going to put two fingers and strong arm you,
when they go to go when they go in there to go check your anus, to go check shit, that's different than the colon. That's
how many fingers do you use?
It felt like 12. I'm going to be honest with you.
Was anybody holding your
hand? And this is what made me, this was what, and Maya thought it was so stupid that I said this at the moment. He has his finger inside of my asshole, and he was like, whoa, I got to go deep in there. Because he said you got a big ass. That's what he said. Without saying ass, basically you have a bigger derriere, right? Pause.
Nigga be squatting.
And then so he did that, and I said, as you can tell, I have never been tampered with. And then the woman nurse said, yeah, I mean, that's not anything you need to share, or we don't need that information. Like, it means nothing. Okay.
You have nothing to prove here, sir.
But yeah, it was, they don't just stick your finger in there and take it out. No, they search.
This thing is so weird. Just so you guys know.
I literally said to him, it's never been tampered with while he was inside of me. Pause.
You're the first. I hope it's special for you.
You popped my cherry, man. I'm going to remember you forever.
So.
I love that guy now.
You're taking it easy.
I'm in love.
So. I don't know what your inspection went well?
Well. Yeah, I'm safe. I'm good for now. You know, I have to go again next year and the year after that. I have to do it continuously because
it runs in my family. Is he going to fly you out next time?
They can't do an ultrasound?
You know, here's I have a joke. When he did it, I said, you could have at least taken me to dinner first.
That's stupid. That's so dumb, bro.
Why no ultrasound, that's brother? So like this one other way?
I don't know why they did this barbaric shit to me, man. So,
like in all these years, they haven't found an updated way to do this thing.
All I know is I fart different now. It's much looser now. There's no strength in my fart anymore.
It's like a flute.
You said I fart different.
It's a That's whistle now. So crazy. There's no more strength. I'm sorry I had to share this with you guys. You know, my whole HIPAA history, but yeah, I had.
We have to encourage people to go out there.
Please, just do it though.
It's very important.
You have to go get your butthole played with and to save your life, man. Save your life.
Let the physician molest you. It's good for you.
Especially if it's happened to somebody.
So now if I go to prison, they're gonna assume that I've been I'm into that life now.
Hey y'all boys, he used to this.
Hey y'all boys, man. There's been a fist in his ass. He's good.
No, but
we got an open one.
All of which is crazy. I just want to listen to this. This is all crazy.
The closer you get to 40, the more important this is.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, you got to.
No, but you got to get checked, though. But yeah.
Shit, man. I'm a few years away. Let me enjoy my tight butthole while I got one, right?
Please do, man.
Enjoy the sanctity of my butthole while it's still sacred, yeah? At any moment.
Fuck, man. At least now, going forward, I'll be used to it. I know it's coming. Pause. But
no, you loose now. You straight?
Oh, yeah. No. I am a full-fledged whore now back there. So it's loose. You can have your way with me back there.
Hey, speaking of which,
pause.
Rest in peace to Richard Simmons. He recently passed away.
Was he gay? No, I just want to make sure. Before we go continue. I know he was flamboyant, but was he actually ever coming out as gay?
You know me, brother. Anybody who's flamboyant, you might as well.
Okay.
You know?
I thought that's why you were bringing it up.
You don't have to say it.
I thought that's why you brought it up.
It is why I brought it up.
Okay, so the recipes and peace. Good work. You were good aerobics, man.
I'm not going to lie. Well, I think about him, I think about Medi Professor.
Yes.
And he was incredible.
He was a
I'm a pony.
Yeah, I'm a pony. Yes. He was so great.
Yeah, he was so
good. He was amazing. That's funny, man. Like, no, this guy was amazing.
I'm a pony.
Yeah, that's how I remember him.
I'm a pony.
This episode has been ridiculous from the fucking start. From the fucking start. This shit has been full out malarkey from the very opening minute, bro. It's been bullshit from the beginning.
Yo, oh, that was such a funny fucking
we
fucking
have
movie,
not been
bro.
Able to reel ourselves in yet.
No, I'm getting it together.
Okay, all right. Yeah, me too.
We started pretty fucked up.
I'm not going to lie. That's like his second serious question. He's kind of blowing my high.
All right, guys. All right, everybody. That was the pre-show. Now we're serious. Cut.
Yeah. Plus, kind of blowing my high. He's asking all these, like, because he knew we was way, way out there. He's asking all these questions, like, just to reel us all the way back in. You blowing my high, bro.
What you mean? What did I ask?
Because you're asking all these gay questions.
I didn't ask anything gay. I've been trying to get us out of here.
Oh.
Well, Check the tape.
I need to give you more credit.
When you check the tape, you will see.
Speaking of check the tape.
Have you guys seen the Tyreek Hill? He's been doing more throwing than receiving lately.
Yes.
You seen?
Yes.
Hold on, what?
Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
He about to have some ghetto twins.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man, that nigga got hella kids up.
Boy got a baby mama and his wife right now.
He got 12 kids now.
He's building his 12 nations.
He has 3 baby mamas in the same year, including his wife. So the judge just petitioned that this latest kid is actually his kid. So
when would the judge petition him to stop?
But let me ask you guys different. Let me ask you guys a question. If you signed a contract in Miami where you're getting $30, $40 million a year, would you be moving differently at his age? He just turned 30. So he's fucking like in his 20s.
What's one kid?
I mean,
also 12 kids for 18 years. Like
18 years?
But this guy he's gonna sign another major contract. So he's gonna go on a second.
He's 30, maybe.
He's the fastest nigga in the league. They're gonna pay him. He's the fastest person in the league.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't
see he's gonna get paid. I'm not saying what he's doing is right. I think it's weird what he's doing, but yeah, I mean, hey man, praise up to him and his wife. If they like it, I love it. I just think that's crazy.
She doesn't give a fuck about that, man. As long as that money clear.
And her brother was in the league. So it's not like the family don't got money.
Ah, fuck that. Come on.
Who is she related to?
Well, her brother is named Kenny Vaccaro. He was a safety for the Saints for nine years. So they're Mexican. They have Mexican lineage. So Tyreek ain't leaving her. If you know, you know. You know, you know.
This motherfucker.
If you lineage. Know, you know. Okay?
Hey,
Did you guys see Designer recently in the news as well?
Viva la raza.
I know Chris has seen Designer. Because Designer right now is bad for business, I could imagine.
What Designer say?
Man, fuck Designer, bro.
Designer pretty much said...
Whoa, brrrr.
Hey, nah.
You got Designer music in your phone, nigga.
Huh?
You got his music in your phone, bro.
And coming from... Fuck that nigga, bro.
That nigga was caught masturbating in public, and he said the reason why he was doing that is because he was a vegan.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck that nigga, bro.
Chris, you ever had carrots that just made you kind of want to...
Come on. You ever had carrots that made you want to beat off in public?
Hey, listen, I ain't never had no fruit, no vegetable that never made me want to pull my dick out in front of innocent women and children and unsuspecting.
Are you eating the same vegan food as Designer?
Also, I want to add, never once in my life have I been low on sugar and decided, you know what's going to get my sugar back up? Let me pull my dick out. You bitch ass nigga. For you to go up there and accept whatever bag, whatever payday niggas gave you to go up there and add veganism into your bullshit. Nigga, why don't you tell the fucking truth? Tell them people you was on pills. Tell them people you was on drugs. Tell them people you was smoking weed that was too strong for your bitch ass. Nigga, smoke Reggie. Stop smoking strong weed, you bum. Fuck you mean veganism had you pulling your dick out on the fucking plane? That type of shit is ignorant, bro. And then you go on another ignorant nigga podcast spreading bullshit. So now y'all having a fucking ignorant orgy about some shit that neither one of you niggas ignorant understand, orgies, dog. Title. Let me ask that type of shit really aggravate me, bro. Like, because I fucked with this young nigga, dog. Like, nigga, you came out sounding like another nigga. Nigga, the fuck? Niggas ain't have to show you no love, no respect. We didn't have to fuck with Panda. Kanye made us fuck with Panda, nigga. Fuck out of here. You ain't done nothing since Panda. Dumbass.
Kanye stole
nigga.
It from him, is what they said.
I don't give a fuck. Okay, he bad. Lucky me, Kanye me, stole from, because if it wasn't, Kanye stole from him and got his dumbass out the hood. Clearly, he shouldn't have got out the hood. He's a dumbass nigga that should have stayed in the hood. So when he pulled his dick out, it's in front of his people and they got to deal with it.
There's a lot of animosity.
Pause. Nah, fuck that shit, bro. Because on top of the bullshit you going on, you said that shit on Adam 22, you hoe ass nigga. Come on, bro. You said some hoe shit on a hoe nigga platform, you hoe. Fuck you talking about? And then on top of that shit, you was fucking with one of my niggas that was putting you on the vegan shit that was way smarter than you, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? Like, you wasn't following that nigga instructions when he was telling you to do shit. Shout out my nigga Life Wave. You was fucking up. You acting like it was the instructions you was getting. Tell the people the fucking truth, you bitch.
So you got inside vegan knowledge as to what's going on here?
Come on, bro. You know my air states of the street.
You a vegan insider?
So vegan wars, bro. Man. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. I've never met a normal vegan. They're all fucking weirdos. Have you?
You got to be a little different to go against the grain. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I guess so.
The grain.
That's a good one, man. That's a bar.
Chris will never go against the grain.
That boy good, man.
I love the grain, nigga.
You go with the grain.
Everywhere the grain is at, I'm there, nigga. 10 toes down. If I got to be by myself, it's just me, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Damn. I stand with the grain, bitch ass, yeah. Nigga. Fuck Designer. Designer, if you got a problem with what I'm saying as a nigga that used to listen to your music, nigga, come see me, nigga. Tell him where you can find me, plus.
I mean, he can't be a vegan if he never ate here.
Right? Designer, I, sorry, pardon me, Designer. I encourage you. I encourage you to come down to Vegetarian Delight. You know, have a meal, have a juice. I mean, have some real vegan food. I don't know what you've been doing over there, but you need to be cleansed, replenished, filtered out, made anew. So come through. It'll be good for you. 6060 Miramar Parkway. Miramar, Florida. Come down to the plaza. Knock at the door. We're going to let you in. Door might be open. Come to the register and come see the vegan trap lord himself. Let us know what you want, man. we can get you right. Once again, 6060 Miramar Parkway. Put it in your Apple Maps. It's going to bring you straight here. Pull up on us. Get.
Tell them about the drugs you was doing and stop talking about vegan food, you pussy.
I mean, you know, we can take it easy a little.
Yeah. Nah, fuck that, nigga. I told you about the medication, nigga. Fuck the medication, nigga. I'm not taking none of that dumbass shit. Russ. I'm tired of these niggas, man. Niggas out here acting like this shit is right. Nah, fuck that. You was wrong and you need to sit his ass the fuck down. And then on top of that, you go to fucking Adam 22. You, man. All right. Let me not get into how I really feel, because then we might alienate some listeners, bro, and I ain't really trying to be the one. Let me light this joint, as a matter of fact. Calm my ass down.
Oh, yeah?
Well.
After that moment of pause. Vegan violence. Violent vegan. Vegan vengeance.
Vegan venom.
The vegan vigilante. The vegan vandal.
I see niggas put something in here about goddamn where the hell is it? Little Dirk and some stepfather. Come on, man.
Yeah, Chicago violence, man. His son fucking shot his stepfather for putting his hands on his mom. Okay. He's little baby Dirk Shalom.
I saw the stepfather talking from the hospital bed.
Yeah, fuck
you. Never would I imagine.
Nah, fuck you.
Shut the fuck up.
I ain't gonna lie. If it's me and it's my kid and you shoot the stepdaddy, nigga, what you want for Christmas?
Yeah, what you want?
Whatever you want.
That's what? Not fair to the stepdads, just so you know.
Who?
It's the stepdads. It's not fair to them. Not the good ones.
Who them niggas? True. I don't know. No stepdaddies, nigga.
Touche. Fuck them, I guess.
I stand on that.
Have you guys seen the Philadelphia Nutter?
Yeah.
Philadelphia Nutter.
The Nutter Butter, nigga. That's insane. Okay.
What do you call it? Nut and Dash?
I have a lot of questions about that.
You say Nut and Dash?
A come and go.
You can say come and go.
That's crazy, man.
We, you know, our hearts go out to the victim.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, our
sorry,
hearts go out to
say
the
that
victim.
Again. Yeah, our hearts go out to the woman who was assaulted, sexually assaulted. Yes. And the venue, was it a dollar store?
Dollar Tree.
I'm gonna be honest with you. That's why I don't go to Dollar Tree.
That fucking criminal was in the aisle loading that bitch up.
He's a rapper. He has music out and shit like that.
I ain't gonna lie. Me and Ben went to the Dollar
He has five other today. Cases of things like this. They found him in some woman's house coming on her mother's bed. And he ran out of there. Like, this is not just a flash in the pan.
He has a problem.
He does this shit.
Because, and like, that's the thing. Like, some things, right, are indications that could be a one-off. But like, if you have five cum-related crimes, we need to have you... You know?
You need to be handcuffed to a fucking radiator. Nigga.
Can I ask you guys a question? So, what I was going to say is, like, he's an animal, he's sick, and I feel bad for the woman that happened to, but I'm just trying to play this out, right? As a man. In order for me to get sexually stimulated, I need to be able to see something that gets me sexually stimulated, right? If you're in the store and you're as a man, you got to jack off for you to be able to ejaculate. How does she not see him doing that? Like, I'm so confused with what that's what got me confused. Like, where?
Because you thinking from the perspective of it's a regular nigga that might need to see like a leg or a side boob or some shit. Like, plus made a point the other day when we spoke on it that what if it's a nigga that get off from seeing like batteries or bathroom floor like
some
mats?
Some niggas are sick.
Some off-brand type.
Like, you ever seen the upskirt section of these pornos?
All those niggas should be in jail.
It's weird as fuck.
They have to be
it don't
in jail,
do nothing. It's not
shit,
really.
Shit. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, but it's a section of people who enjoy that shit. And it's like the fucking thrill of doing some shit without somebody's permission is what these motherfuckers be wanting.
The ashtray right over there being useless.
Yeah, that shit's fucking weird, man.
Fucking weird.
Right. So Meek Mill put out a bounty. Well, not a bounty, but
a bounty.
He put the word out.
Yeah,
he put the word out, and
he offered what, $2,000.
The nigga turned himself in, which is probably safer than letting the streets do street justice. But they're gonna have
my money.
But they're gonna have a blast with him in prison. They are going to have a blast with that nigga in prison, bro.
Yeah, nigga, not for me, big dog. Not for me.
Yeah, you like the nut, nigga? Nut now, nigga. This the motherfucking nutcracker, nigga.
Hey, you go to hell, bitch! Oh my god!
That's a child, isn't it?
Has to be like.
That's a woman that's been sexually assaulted, bro.
16, 18, 19. It's horrible.
This nigga running. With he's running.
That's
pants.
All I can think of. Listen. This is why you can't let your lady out the house without a firearm, man.
I'm asking niggas, though. Like, you in
equip her with a firearm, bro.
You in the store.
Bang this nigga, dog.
You in the store on aisle 3, and you hear randomly, he nutted on my leg. What is your next move?
Bang this nigga. Put a bullet in his fucking hole. Send him to hell where he belongs.
Okay, quick draw. Ricky's pulling the 9 out. He's cocking it. He's getting ready to kill somebody.
Florida allows you to open and carry your shit.
Nah,
bang this nigga, man. Put a bullet in his fucking hole.
Next move, Plus. What's your next move?
Shout out Jude.
I'm not chasing him down.
No.
But if he's running down my aisle, I'm knocking his ass out.
So you probably trip him.
Put him down.
Shit. No, literally trip him, knock close, and I knock his ass out. Whatever I can do to him that doesn't get nut on
you. You're going to incapacitate him.
He has to go to jail.
Yeah.
He has to go.
Yeah.
Ben. Your next move. You hear it. He nutted on my leg and there's a nigga running down the aisle you on. What's next?
I'm literally like, if I'm there with my nieces, with my goddaughters or anybody, like I'm securing their location first.
Okay.
And again, like I kind of align myself with what Plus said. Like,
keep the family away.
Keep the family away. If he comes our way, we're going to send him on his way.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Like using your nut as a projectile weapon to all of the things involved in leading up to it.
Sexual assault.
Are fucking insane.
Sexual
crazy.
That's sexual assault. There's no way other way around it. Nah. That's what I'm saying. So your question, I was thinking you were asking, what would I expect Maya to do in that situation since the woman got learned?
I'm saying you.
Me?
You might be by yourself in the dollar store.
Oh, I'm putting him down.
And you hear loud. Look, you hear loud and clear. He nutted on my leg. And then you see a nigga running down your aisle.
I'm putting him down because solely off the fact that it's very rare I'm in a store like that that's selling goods that have aisles by myself. I'm usually with my wife and my children. Which means
that makes sense.
I'm putting that nigga the fuck down.
Got you.
That makes sense.
I'm putting him down. It's our life over yours every day of the week. Every day of the week.
If there's any nut on me, it's escalating to murder.
You're going to die. I'm telling you something. You're going to die.
You better keep it to yourself.
You're going to die.
Or we're
going to
escalate this.
There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And I'm happy I live in a state to where I will get away with killing him.
Right. Your Honor.
I'm killing him.
Put it on my arm. Overruled. Get him out of here.
Nigga, I went to the gun range the other day, and I will never forget what this cracker said to me. He said, do you know in the state of Florida, if someone attacks you or assaults you, and when you go to court, they're going to say to you, matter of fact, you can get in trouble for being in Florida and not having something on you to protect yourself. Why didn't you have fire on you? You're in trouble now for not standing your ground. Nigga, you will not ever catch me lacking for the rest of my life, bro. You're not. I'm going to put you down before you can have the opportunity to put my family or my safety in danger.
But also, guys, the race war is upon us.
It's coming. It's here. Not coming. It's here.
It's upon us.
It's that guy in the aisle. It's coming.
Okay. I live in North Carolina. I got two.
That's crazy, bro.
It's that guy.
You see what he did there?
Are you ready to fight the Philly nutter?
Hey, are you ready, prepared to fight a nigga whose hands is covered in nut, nigga?
The Philly nutter.
I'm asking a serious question. A nigga running down the aisle, his hands is covered in nut, and he put him up. Are you ready to fight, nigga? God. You can't get touched.
Don't touch me, brother.
Are you ready, nigga?
Oh, shit.
If you not ready, you should get ready.
How good
ready.
Was your shot when you went? Terrible, right?
Huh?
How good was your shot?
It was bad because the last time I shot was with Jude.
Yeah.
But it progressively has gotten better because I've been going consistently.
Nice.
So now it's nigga. And I'm comfortable with my firearm now because it's mine. Yeah, man. Like,
that's the thing. Like, you can get too comfortable. I used to every day. Now I sometimes. Now it's whenever I'm going to a bitch house in a sketchy neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, you need to practice every day.
You need to practice
every day because you never know when the day is going to be.
So I've gotten so into it now. Amaya, she's already told me what she's doing for my birthday. So she's taking me to one of these like gun, I don't know what you call it.
Conventions?
Not even conventions. Like one of those, Will Smith did it the other day where like the pop-ups come out of nowhere. And like you got to kind of like be, it prepares you to be able to, how to behave if it's a home invasion or range. It's like one of those ranges where like that. So I'm looking so forward to that shit. I can't wait. Like I'm so into this shit now. It's insane.
Please, I gotta give you the name of the guy that I watch on YouTube. He has dreads.
Oh, okay.
It's a black dude.
Me and you were talking about it the other day. Me and you were talking about it the other day. We were on the phone. We were talking about it because I was telling you about my
His channel is literally.
I watched this other black dude. His name is Coline something, Coline or Coline something. He's pretty good too. But yeah,
he has like a bunker in his home with all of his guns.
Oh yeah, send me his shit.
Yeah,
a bunker. Huh?
Yeah.
I heard Drake got some of those too.
You're a window.
You know what else
shopper.
I heard about him? Heard you like him young.
Yeah. Baca's got a weird case.
Why is
why is he around?
We need to understand why.
Why
he
is he around?
He shouldn't be around. His case is very weird. I'm just saying.
Wop, 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 wop.
Y'all fuck him up.
I'm going to do my stuff.
I'm going to do my stuff, man.
Steady trolling like a bitch.
Ain't you tired?
Aren't you tired? Your fingers
trying to
tired?
Strike a chord.
And it's probably
A minor.
They not like us. Bing, bing, man.
I don't know, for me.
I love that line. They not like us.
Bars are infectious. Mustard on the beat. Debo, any rap nigga, he a free throw.
Yeah.
Man down, call an ambulance, tell him breathe, bro.
No, not ambulance. Ambulance.
Call an ambulance, tell him breathe, bro.
Incredible.
Breathe, Crody.
Mm-mm. Breathe.
Cheese and fam.
Don't tell me to breathe.
You don't know about dog.
Smacked them up the entire battle. But I will give Drake this. That third beat on Family Matters.
The third beat?
That fire. Third beat. That shit was kind of, that shit tough.
Not kind of. That shit's fire.
That shit was tough.
Matter of fact, when I first heard it, and in real time, I was like, yo, shit, he got him. I said, Kendrick's done. He's done.
He's finished.
He's done.
Man.
And then 28 minutes later, dum, 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 dum.
Yeah. If we're being honest, nigga, everything Drake put out was fire. He didn't put out anything bad. Everything Kendrick put out was better.
He put out
nigga.
Ass the entire battle. Push-ups is terrible.
Nah, push-ups not terrible.
Push-ups is terrible. It's aged horribly. What's the other one with the AI shit?
Oh, I forget the name. TaylorMade Freestyle. That was bad.
Push-ups was bad. TaylorMade was bad.
Push-ups wasn't bad.
What was this shit called?
That's cap.
He had another one. What's the other one he did?
Calling push-ups bad is cap.
Push-ups is bad.
No.
After push-ups, it was
Drop and
Give
Me
50.
When that shit drops, bro, it's a bop.
No, it's not.
It is.
Not when the nigga is literally doing push-ups in his fucking video,
no,
not like us.
But you talking...
In hindsight.
See, what I'm saying is that the songs that Drake put out wasn't bad.
That shit sucked, bro.
If you compare it to what crushed it, then it's bad. But compared to just regular Drake music, those songs aren't bad songs. Those are Drake stuff.
You're the first person I've heard say that. But I mean,
those are Drake songs. Those are traditional Drake songs.
I don't know anyone who likes them songs.
I
don't know anyone who's listening to push-ups. And even when it dropped, nobody was truly confident when it dropped. Their Drake fans weren't like, Kendrick can't do it. Like, you ain't going to be able to. They were not confident, bro.
Yeah, they was.
They were not.
Yeah, they was.
They were just going off the fact that Kendrick had not responded.
They was fully erect when that shit dropped.
They were not truly confident. It wasn't to the point where they're like, yo, there's nothing Kendrick can say with this. No one said that.
Nah.
And hindsight is 2020, but history showed that
that whole feeling was correct. The entire time Drake was talking, the energy was Kendrick not going to answer. He's not ready. He can't.
Because
hang.
He's a silent Drake ass nigga. Not much. Because the song was just so great.
No, people really thought he wasn't going to answer, nigga.
When he did what he did to Meek Mill, we understood why Meek Mill couldn't do shit. Because he destroyed him.
No, we didn't.
He never had that moment with
That's
Kendrick.
That's literally even why even today respond. We can't get over it. Because we still can't understand how the fuck a nigga whose presence is supposed to be of battle rap lose to a nigga who's fucking Jewish and rapping. Like, we That's couldn't good. Figure that shit out.
Because Meek Mill, ain't built for that.
I'm not saying he was, but my point is that when it comes to what Kendrick was saying and what Drake was saying, yes, if you compare the songs, Kendrick totally squashed everything Drake released. What I'm saying is, if you take it out of a beef perspective, 50 Push-Ups is a catchy Drake song.
Okay.
Man, I mean,
if you say so. I'm sitting here with a Drake fanatic who will disagree with you.
You reserve the
he
right.
He wouldn't.
I wouldn't. I love those
the
songs.
Right to have that opinion.
You thought Push-Ups was a good song?
I like it a lot.
Drake people
I like all of Drake's songs.
Drake people like everything
like all
that
of
he
songs
dropped.
Because you like all of Drake's songs, but is Push-Ups a good song?
I enjoyed Push-Ups. I thought for him it was a valiant effort.
The
problem you have with Push-Ups is that it doesn't have enough pause. It doesn't have meat. It doesn't have enough meat. Only because there's nothing you can say meat. About this nigga. There's nothing. But when you talk about a nigga who's Ricky flailing and making an attempt, it's a pretty good attempt to make a song about a nigga you know nothing about.
So what I'm asking you is, are you listening to Push-Ups right now?
I like it. I still listen to it. I still listen to that and the one, drive.
Isn't that Push-Ups?
No.
No.
That's another
Drop
one.
A 50
that's
bag
I was really,
for
really
the
trying
mile.
To keep it PG.
Oh, that's Family Matters. That's Family Matters. Okay.
So I listen to those two. The shit with the fake AI Snoop and Pac, I will never play again.
What's that one called?
Taylor Made Freestyle.
And he had another song at the end that he dropped to pretty much declare that he lost. Hard Part 5. Hard Part 6.
That one, I don't.
That's terrible. Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of. That one's terrible.
I'm playing it right now.
This is the Hard Part 6?
What is this?
This is Family Matters.
This is the third part.
I'm not playing the lyrics, so it's just the beat.
This is hard. The beat.
And Kendrick
so many of these lyrics is gonna bite him in the ass.
Yeah. Pause.
When Kendrick wins a Grammy for Not Like Us, nigga.
This shit was tough.
This shit was tough.
The thing is, is this shit
muscle
on the beat, Ho Depot, any rap nigga? It's not that. When you're comparing them, of course you think it sucked, but these are valiant efforts from a nigga doing his best.
This nigga should have never addressed Ross, Kanye, these other niggas. Stop doing that shit.
He should have not let.
He had to.
Why?
Because there was nothing else to fill
the
song with.
He didn't have to. He didn't have
to. Listen to me, Plus. Those niggas mean nothing in the grand scheme of things. You've been talking to this nigga for 10 years. This is your foe. This is Stone Cold versus The Rock. Talk to this. Don't talk to the Big Show. Don't talk to Kane. Don't talk to X-Pac.
Nigga was talking to Rey Mysterio.
Nigga, fucking talk to motherfucking Stone Cold, nigga. Tell the nigga to just bring it. And when he brings it, rock bottom this nigga. I don't want to hear you give Kendrick 5 bars and a 7-minute song. Come on, get out of here.
I don't think in that equation Drake is The Rock.
Huh?
I don't believe in that equation Drake is The Rock.
In that equation, Drake is Stone Cold.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's Stone Cold in that equation. Yeah, Kendrick is The Rock. The people's champ. Yeah. The Brahma Bull.
That's a whole nother conversation because I don't really consider Stone Cold good or bad. He's like Batman, willing to do some dirty shit.
He's the people.
He's the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Drake. Drake to me. Like, okay. He appeals to everyone. He's just commercially accepted.
But what I'm saying is Drake people love the songs that he put out. They're not bad songs.
Well, then they're
just
brainwashed.
In comparison to what they got put up against, they got crushed.
I know the media was trying to hype up this. Well, what's that artist's name again? Camila Cabello.
Oh, that's just trash. It flopped.
They were really hyping that up. That was going to be the song of the summer.
I don't know who it dick flopped. She sucking.
Had it not been for the shenanigans, it probably would have went up. But it's just too distracting.
Yeah.
How people view him, like, bro.
Whoever dick she's sucking trying to get her on bad.
We watching this nigga get Ja Rule in real time. The shit don't sound the same.
No, we talking about one. I'm talking about her. I'm not taking the spotlight off of her right now. Right now, they tried Young Thug. They tried the baby.
No, Havana went up though.
I'm not saying.
Oh, that's her song.
Havana, Havana. Yeah,
that's not Rihanna.
No,
nah. It would probably be Rihanna.
Why the fuck would Rihanna be singing about Cuba?
Oh shit!
Really though.
Havana?
Wait.
Ooh,
nah, nah.
On top of
ice. That needs some weird shit. I
thought I was Rihanna.
I left me out.
I don't know.
But Jeffrey.
Oh, man. But I'm saying, like, you don't realize that they've tried her with every, like, quote.
She's a racist little bitch, by the way.
Black artist that's popping.
Yeah. You see her tweets?
Before she thought Twitter was gonna be out there, reckless.
She's getting that shit off. She's getting that shit off. And so they were saying, for Drake to do songs with her right after the heels of the beef. I think Ben wanted some, but
I would respect that though. Because I want to know on what type of ground I stand on with people. Show me who you are.
Yeah. Well,
but after I show you, after she show you who she is and she's not who you fuck with, what's the deal?
Huh?
I'm saying after she show you that she's racist, you're not going to fuck with her, so.
Yeah. There's no point in showing
her. Get the fuck out of
here. No, I'm saying like for them, they stand more to lose by showing you they're racist than they do they're not. Like for them to show, like if I was a racist white artist or Hispanic, whatever, racist, I would never show you guys that I'm racist. Especially when I know I got a Drake song coming.
No. It's
no
me,
point in that.
For me, it's more of like a personal preference type of thing because like I'm gonna be able, like if I see you on the TV screen kissing babies and shit, I'll be like, oh fuck you fake ass racist bitch. I want to be able to identify. Right. I just want to be able to identify.
Yeah,
because you're a real nigga.
Like
same,
like
Hulk Hogan is a piece of shit.
Like Malcolm said, I'd rather deal with the racists up north because they show you. No, I'd rather deal with the racists down south because they show you their teeth. Mm-hmm. I'd rather see the teeth.
That's true. They're not like us, man.
They not. Don't act like it. They're not.
I just realized why I'll never eat fucking vegan and plant food, man.
Why?
I'm not whipping my dick out in public and start jacking off. I'm not doing it.
That's crazy, bro.
I'm not doing
it.
Like, I don't know when Chris finds the time to do it.
I don't know when he does it.
Like, he must pull out his dick on his spare time because I've never seen him do it.
He wants to be this fucking vegan Cape Crusader. Let him do it. But I'm just telling you right now, I'm not going to be fucking eating lettuce burgers and fucking whipping my dick out.
If y'all taking y'all health advice from designer after knowing me for this long, have at it.
Nigga, I've been eating chicken for years. They stuck their finger in my ass and told me I'm good.
You heard what Plus said?
I want more chicken.
Plus said he took the vaccine. He said, fuck it. He don't care.
I'm vaccinated, man.
Give me the fucking chicken, okay?
Made my decision. Yo, I went to fucking Five Guys and had that ridiculous-ass lettuce burger.
It's just ridiculous.
It wasn't that bad.
I had it, too. But
it shocked me. Cause
I was still hungry, though. I was so hungry.
You mean with the lettuce
you
bun?
You underestimate how much the bread fill you up.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, with the lettuce buns.
You know what?
Instagram models can relate to that. The bread fills them up. Go ahead.
Not only that, but you see, because the body constantly craves sugar, and that's what bread breaks down. So you see, when you eat your burger with just lettuce, which breaks down into fiber and nutrients. And then you have whatever beef your body can break down to get whatever it can scrap through from the toxins.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a little bit of nutrients versus a full stomach.
What's about
the
bread, right?
Bread.
Yeah. That's just a lot of carbs.
But you still, your body don't feel full because, one, you're not getting the nutrients, and the lack of sugar makes the body crave that bread.
Crazy, man.
If you just had a cup of sugar with your lettuce burger, you'd
God
have been
damn, nigga. That's hilarious. Ridiculous. Just take a spoon.
It's crazy, man.
I mean, I if you want to avoid eating the bread.
I had a veggie burger from BurgerFi with the lettuce bun. It's the worst experience of my life.
That way you don't lose the
hypertension. Their veggie burgers have an aftertaste, man. I used to eat their veggie burgers, but...
Like whose veggie burgers?
BurgerFi.
Oh, because they make their veggie burger with eggs.
Oh. You used to have like an aftertaste. I was eating it, but...
What the fuck you mean?
Yeah, the veggie...
It's veggie.
The BurgerFi burger is not vegan. It's vegetarian. They make it with egg whites or some shit. That's how they keep the burger together.
Even the plant-based ones?
Yeah. Well, no. They have another one that's Beyond Meat. But it's either Beyond Meat or the burger with the eggs in it.
Okay.
There's no in-between. It's not a burger that's like a real vegan plant-based burger. It got some bullshit in there.
Can we do sports for like 5 minutes?
Sure.
We don't get carried away. What's happening that you want to talk about?
Y'all been seeing my boys in the summer league, man?
Who?
Yes.
It's a nigga named Keyshawn.
Keyshawn. Saw the dunks? He's fire.
Okay.
And our first round draft pick.
Well, what's going on with Khalil?
Khalil, yeah.
He's looking great.
He's looking promising.
And then Jaime came in on some OG shit. Yes. We'll play the game together.
Yes. You know how I know they taking Khalil serious? They had him playing like one of the games. I think they sat him purposely. So it was like, because he balled out in the first game. Like, I think the Miami Heat was like, all right, we see what we needed to see in you.
The only
you chill
thing
for
is,
the rest of the shit.
He needs to Giannis up.
Yeah.
Like, when I watch him try to post up dudes that are half his size, he's not moving them.
Yeah. He needs to get a little bit more physical.
And they say that, like, scouting, he didn't have great wind. But I'm watching this nigga hit beautiful threes, and I'm watching the nigga just Euro into the league, and just he looked great. He looked great.
No, he looks great.
Need that shit, man.
He looked great.
That's a great. I said it from there. And now, but that's offense. His specialty is defense. He's cleaning all that shit around the glass.
Also, nigga, Memphis got some rookies that look great.
Oh, Memphis,
Edie, and some other white boy.
That's what I wanted at first.
Incredible.
That's what I wanted us to draft. I wanted us to draft Edie, but I knew he was going to be available.
Incredible.
I wanted Edie, bro.
Pause.
Shout out. What's the name, man? He's going to be dribbling his ass off in the league. But shout out, Rob Dillingham. Boy, they.
No,
the Wolves got themselves somebody who wants to score the basket.
No, but low key, like, the steal of the draft to me is the Lakers draft pick, not Bronny. The kid, the white kid.
He's tough. Yeah. He's tough. I feel like they're going to deal
Cassius. Him and Austin Reeves, that's the great white hope. Them boys?
School shooters. Second coming of the Splash Brothers.
If
Splash Crackers. This is school shooters.
If Minnesota moves Cat, where can they move him to? Like, he's moving this year.
It won't matter. You're going to have so much cap space. You're going to add so much money and opportunity to that already talented roster? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Who are we talking about?
If the Minnesota Timberwolves move, Cat.
Because between Gobert, Jit, some of the rookies the rookies that they got now, like, they may not need his fucking flailing 20 points sometimes.
He was supposed to go off.
But
when
did you get rid of Gobert before you get rid of Cat?
I get rid of
the
Gobert.
The DPOY? The 3-4 time DPOY?
That's crazy. But we've seen him get exposed, though.
Yeah, but
especially in the playoffs.
But that's not his default setting.
Yeah.
His default setting isn't getting exposed.
He's defensive player of the year in the regular season, but when it counts in the playoffs, are you giving me?
Gobert is way more good than he is bad.
But Cat's a guaranteed 2010.
No, he's the fuck he's not.
No?
As a nigga who bets on this nigga sometimes,
hey,
he's a 5-rebound-a-game kind of guy.
If you want to win championships, go with the nigga that played defense. Anybody can shoot threes.
You're telling me
nigga.
You got a piece that wants to score, is going to aggressively do it. So you got two niggas running downhill.
Listening to my question, my line of thinking is, Cat is younger, right? Cat has more upside. Gobert is not going to ever win another.
He don't play defense. What's the upside?
Hold on. Cat is in a league where you don't need to play defense anymore. They don't value defense anymore.
But I have a guy that if
they value defense. Bam Adebayo's winning the last 4 defensive players of the year.
But what I'm saying is, go ahead, Ben.
No, I'm saying
he's agreeing with me.
What do we think about Jalen Brunson leaving $100 million on the table?
$100 million for who?
I love it.
He wants
to win.
He signed an extension for 125 or some shit. The boy could have got the max.
He could have got the crazy two, not just regular.
But you know,
two and plus
to get a bench and be a team guy, he left $100 million on the table.
You paying my dad already, nigga. Whatever I'm missing, you gonna pay my dad. If I sacrifice $50 million, $75 million, y'all gonna keep my dad on board for 10 years and give me that motherfucking $75 million back, nigga.
That's interesting.
The fuck you talking about?
That's interesting.
I'm not just finna be like, nah, okay, y'all got it. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Nah, right. I'm getting mine.
Thanks, Dre.
This feels pretty good. You guys feel good about this?
No, I feel great.
Yeah, I feel good.
I feel great.
Feel good.
I feel great.
Feel pretty good.
I feel great. Because I'm worried about Dre not being here.
Shut up, bitch. I feel great. What are your final thoughts there, Ricky?
My final thoughts are, listen, think about where you're sending your woman nowadays. The world is weird. Strap her up. If she doesn't want to be strapped, find a new woman.
Chris, what are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are, say your prayers at nighttime. They try to take the ex-president out. You ain't safe.
Benefit, what are your final thoughts?
My final thought. Let your nose mean no. Because if I had stuck true to my three no's and added like maybe another 2-3, I wouldn't be in a fucking boot right now. Let your nose mean no.
Also, one more final thought. Go get checked, man. Just do it. It's uncomfortable sometimes, but if it means living longer and enjoying your life.
You mean go let them put a finger in your ass?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Chris, I just wanted to make sure you said what you
said. Chris said you'd rather die.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
No, so. I didn't say that. I said I'm
not going to tell our audience that. I'm going to tell my audience, go to your doctor's appointments and.
Hey, man.
Eat right and do your best. If your family has a history of that sort of illness,
you're gonna use one finger with me, bro. I ain't
be checked.
Two.
That's but crazy. Otherwise, if you're somebody who's crazy. If you're somebody who's fearful, don't live in fear and ignorance, because that's how you speed up your death. You know what I'm saying? You can't live in both fear and ignorance. Yeah. That's my real final thought.
The song of the week is Tambourine by Eve.
That's what? Crazy.
Wait, what?
No. You went into business for yourself on that
one. I thought it was fucking Teddy Pendergrass.
It's Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Fucking Eve? Tambourine?
Teddy Pendergrass what?
Nah, man.
I miss you.
Play the Harold Melvin version. Fuck Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah, that's the same version that's going to pop up. I miss you. I promise you, it's the same version that's going to pop up. All
right, guys.
He just goes as Harold Melvin, the Blue Notes, when he's with the group.
But that's, I want the one with the group. Fuck that, nigga.
Yeah.
So the one with the group or which one?
Yeah, yes. That's that one.
The right. One with the group. Cool.
Yeah.
God damn it.
But yeah. So yeah, man. Get checked out, man. Get checked out.
Let him put a finger in your butt.
And also. Oh, go ahead, man. What's the song of the week?
Song of the week is I Miss You, Teddy Pendergrass, Harold Melvin, and the Blue Notes.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace.
Ooh.
Wow. Music, man. Music.
Ever since you went away, I ain't been doing nothing. head in my hand. You've been away from me so long, and I just don't think I can carry on. So I start
drinking, 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 drinking
each and every night. Baby.